From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Muhammadu Buhari has been elected president of Nigeria, beating incumbent Goodluck Jonathan, who has conceded defeat. VOA reporters Ibrahim Ahmed and Peter Cloudy, who are in Abuja, say Mr. Jonathan called the president-elect late afternoon Tuesday to congratulate him on winning the election. Supporters of Muhammadu Buhari are celebrating his election as Nigeria's next president. Mati Kamaradin, a transport worker, and his friends couldn't be more joyful. He said he kept track of the results and called the victory even before the Independent National Electoral Commission.
We are celebrating already. Let them just count the remaining states for us, then we continue our enjoyment. We are celebrating already.
Johanna Andrew, a 30-year-old businesswoman, says she's full of joy and knew that Mr. Buhari was going to win.
I was 100% sure from the day one that this man is going to win, because this man is somebody who has ruled this country before. Though I was a little child, but the little I heard about him, he ruled this country very well. There was no corruption.
Again, Muhammadu Buhari has been elected president of Nigeria, beating incumbent Goodluck Jonathan, who has conceded defeat. Saudi-led airstrikes targeted Yemen's Houthi Shiite rebels for the sixth day Tuesday, destroying missiles and weapon depots around the capital Sana'a. The airstrikes were meant to halt the momentum of the Iranian-backed rebels, who have advanced toward the country's main southern city, Aden. Meanwhile, Iran says it sent aid to Yemen but denied shipping weapons to the country. The state-run Einar news agency quoted a foreign ministry spokeswoman as saying allegations of armed shipments to the Houthis were complete fabrications. This is VOA News. Iran and six world powers ramped up the pace of negotiations Tuesday for a preliminary deal on Tehran's nuclear program, with officials cautioning that any agreement may come up short of the one envisioned by a midnight deadline. Officials said they were hoping to agree on some type of declaration later in the day, but it was not clear if the document will indicate the talks have succeeded or failed. Negotiators in Lausanne, Switzerland, have been working for nearly a week to break an impasse in talks. What differences remain on such issues as restrictions on uranium enrichment research, how long the deal will last, how quickly sanctions against Iran will be lifted, and what to do if Iran violates the terms. The government of Myanmar, representatives from 16 major ethnic rebel groups, have signed a draft ceasefire accord that aims to end decades of armed conflict. Speaking at Tuesday's signing in Yangon, President Thein Sein praised the framework nationwide peace deal as the first step towards holding political dialogue with the rebel groups. Before a final deal is signed, the rebels first plan to hold a conference to finalize the terms. No date for the conference has been set. Boston Marathon bombing suspect Johar Tsarnaev returned to court Tuesday for day two of the defense portion of his trial. Tsarnaev's attorneys began calling witnesses Monday after the prosecution closed its case. Tsarnaev, 21, faces the death penalty or life in prison if found guilty of the April 15, 2013 attack. Three people were killed, 264 others wounded in the twin blasts. He and his older brother, Tamerlan, are accused of setting off and planning. Johar Tsarnaev's lawyers contend that both of the ethnic Chechen brothers participated in the bombings, but that Tamerlan, who died after a shootout with police, was the driving force behind them, and Johar's role was secondary. Malaysian authorities have arrested five employees of a private news website and placed them under investigation for sedition and what is seen as the government's latest attempt at stifling dissent and free speech. The Malaysian Insider says three editors, a publisher, and a chief executive were arrested, apparently over a recent report that claimed the government had rejected a proposal for allowing tough Islamic law punishments. Police raided the news portal's offices late Monday, seizing computers and other equipment. The White House Tuesday released President Obama's proposal to cut U.S. greenhouse gas emissions over the next decade. The proposal includes several policies already in effect, such as higher fuel economy standards for cars and trucks, higher efficiency measures for buildings and appliances, and programs to eliminate the use of the polluting refrigerant, HFC. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.